Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Chip Wilkes, head dispatcher for Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul. And this interview will be conducted by Bill Polanek.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, and we are visiting with the head dispatcher here in the Dickinson location, Chip Wilkes. Chip, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
You bet. How long you been with Entrek?
Almost 3 years now. I've moved rigs with a lot of the guys out in the field here for several years before I came on board with Entrek, and kind of knew the guys ahead of time before jumping on board with them.
The technology just amazes me. I'm into these big machines and everything, but the technology that's gone into the modern crane, this ain't Grandpa's crane anymore, is it?
No, it's not. It's very high-tech, sophisticated equipment. I'm not going to say all the guesswork's taken out of it, but 95% of the guesswork's taken out of everything that you pick up and put down.
I would have to assume that, could move heavier loads and you can move them safer than you had even 5 years ago.
Absolutely. The majority of the fleet that we have, as far as on the crane side of it goes, they're 2012 or newer with the most up-to-date safety functions, safety devices, load charts. We've even got cranes that'll tell you exactly how many pounds per square feet are on each individual outrigger right now.
And with that, you have software, you have an engineering department here at Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul that you can estimate the weight of an object. Say you have a power company that wants a transformer moved. They can send you the materials and you can pretty much estimate what that thing weighs.
Yeah, if they send us the materials into it and schematics, diagrams, of course, all the other engineered plans that they have, I can shoot it right up to my engineering department and they can get within a couple hundred pounds of exactly what it's going to weigh and pretty well find the center of gravity for us.
Has that been the case? I mean, you've got something that's 25, 30, 50 ton. Have you come within a couple hundred pounds most of the time?
Yeah, we have come in within a couple hundred pounds most of the time. That being said, a lot of my guys out in the field, they've been doing this long enough. They're skilled operators. You know, we kind of only hire the best of the best around here that are the most well-rounded. And most of the guys, by looking at something and taking a couple of measurements out in the field, they can find the center of gravity of it really quickly and really easily and estimate the weight on it within, at least a couple of thousand pounds in the field.
That is amazing. Now, anytime you have something that weighs that heavy, that much, 50 ton or whatever, you get it a couple of inches off the ground and you've already got a safety concern. Talk about Entrek and their safety program.
All of our guys out in the field know good and well that if you get something a couple of inches off the ground and it doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right, doesn't look right, set it back down immediately, and then like I like to say, we'll drop back five and punt and come up with a different game plan. If I got to get another crane out there to assist the load and take half the weight, we'll do that, or we'll come up with a different game plan to make it work. I've got field safety staff both here and down in Texas. Myself, our branch manager, our crane and rigging supervisors, our operations managers, safety is actually our number one concern, and if we need to go out in the field and address an issue, we have no problem going out in the field and addressing an issue, as well as a staff here locally, an administrative safety staff here locally, to take care of all the other concerns such as the paperwork, making sure that our guys do their FLRAs, their JSAs, and get everything done that they need to do in the field as far as toolbox safety meetings and everything else, and double check those for quality, not just doing it, but to make sure that what they're doing and what they're discussing at these toolbox safety meetings is actually a quality topic as opposed to just sitting around there and visiting for 20 or 30 minutes and then getting toward the job, that they're actually discussing the job at hand, the task at hand, and all associated risk with it.
A lot of your business comes from the oil field, but Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, much bigger than that. You work with the wind towers. You've put up a water tower in Dickinson. Your customer base is pretty broad.
Exactly, Bill. Whenever we started out in the area, whenever Entrek moved into the area, we were basically an oilfield third-party service company. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of years, with the downturn in the oil economy and everything, we branched out and decided to do more of the infrastructure projects. Like you said, the windmills, the water towers, setting box culverts.
Construction. The jail in Bismarck.
We did the jail, the Burleigh County Jail over there in Bismarck. I currently have a crane set up right here in downtown Dickinson working on the Stark County facility here. I also we're doing the McKenzie County Electric building up north, up in Williston, North Dakota. So we're not just a Dickinson company. We're not just a Watford City or a Williston company. We, as well as not just an Oilfield company, we're an Oilfield and infrastructure company.
To listen to the full-length interview with Chip Wilkes from NTREC Crane and Heavy Haul, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And a special thanks to Bill Polinak for conducting that interview. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Still resides where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of a wintertime city clouds. Know the
man, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. 1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.